7. The Fifth Mansion World. Transport to the Fifth Mansion World represents a tremendous forward step in the life of a Marantia progressor. The experience on this world is a real foretaste of Jerusalem life. Here you begin to realize the high destiny of the loyal evolutionary world, since they may normally progress to this stage during their natural planetary development. The culture of this mansion world corresponds in general to that of the early era of light and life on the planets of normal evolutionary progress. And from this you can understand why it is so arranged that the highly cultured and progressive types of beings who sometimes inhabit these advanced evolutionary worlds are exempt from passing through one or more, or even all, of the mansion spheres. Having mastered the local universe language before leaving the fourth mansion world, you now devote more time to the perfection of the tongue of university, the end that you may be proficient in both languages before arriving on Jerusalem with residential status. All ascending mortals are bilingual from the system headquarters up to Avona. And then it is only necessary to enlarge the super universe vocabulary, still additional enlargement being required for residence on Paradise. Upon arrival on Mansonia number 5, the pilgrim is given permission to visit the transition world of corresponding number, the sun's headquarters. Here the ascendant mortal becomes personally familiar with the various groups of divine sonship. He has heard of these superb beings and has already met them on Jerusalem, but now he comes really to know them. On the fifth Mansonia you begin to learn of the constellation study worlds. Here you meet the first of the instructors who begin to prepare you for the subsequent constellation sojourn. More of this preparation continues on worlds 6 and 7, while the finishing touches are supplied in the sector of the ascending mortals on Jerusalem. A real birth of cosmic consciousness takes place on Mansonia number 5. You are becoming universe-minded. This is indeed a time of expanding horizons. It is beginning to dawn upon the enlarging minds of the ascending mortals that some stupendous and magnificent, some supernal and divine, destiny awaits all who complete the progressive Paradise ascension, which has been so laboriously but so joyfully and auspiciously begun. At about this point the average mortal ascender begins to manifest bona fide experiential enthusiasm for the Havona ascent. Study is becoming voluntary, unselfish service natural, and worship spontaneous. A real Marantia character is budding, a real Marantia creature is evolving.